Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday. Hope you're having a great day so far. Titans still not having a great year, unfortunately.
Might have been the worst performance I've ever seen in Nissan Stadium.
They played well last week, still lost, and then yesterday couldn't even score a touchdown.
Awful. And their first drives have been really
good
this year.
Really good.
They're the only team in the NFL that's not had a touchdown on the opening drive. They get down there and just can't, like, they panic or something. But
yeah, but look, they took that field goal. He should have gone for it. I don't know what it was, like, fourth and two.
Yeah, I'm on the opening drive, and you know me, I hate field goals and I hate punting. Give me points. Give me something off that opening drive. I don't mind that. That's fine. That way I can set up my Fisher meme. I don't mind that at all. But later on, and they now try to get a point. We're like, they should have go for it on fourth and five from, you know, their own 40. And the guy's like, they're 1 for 9 today on third downs.
Yeah.
What makes you think they're to convert? They're just awful from top to bottom.
Terrible.
As much progress as Cam Ward we thought he made last week, I mean, he regressed so much. And then our guy Restrepo gets hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen a thing, injury update, but it didn't look good. The guy was, you know, making plays, and it's just, it couldn't get any worse for this team. Now you go on the road and take on Cleveland, then you go to San Francisco, then Kansas City comes in here, and thank God you got the Saints. And y'all are going to be griping when they beat the Saints, like, well, we lost the first pick of the draft. So I don't know, man. It's just crazy.
Yep. I'm with you. It's just like, man, but it is what it is. This is what they are. And
what has happened to J.C. Latham? What has happened to him? They show Josh Hines Allen or Allen Hines, whatever it is, bull rush him, swim him, rip him, and just kind of play ghost with him and then swim him real quick. He couldn't stop him. Then they spent the whole offseason convincing us he's a right tackle. First, he's a left tackle, right? He was okay. During the last half of last year, he kind of wore down. It's a big thing for a rookie. Right tackle. He's back in his normal position. Terrible. Y'all lied to us over there. You lied to us.
No, I don't think they lied to us. They just didn't know.
And then Daddy Callahan, oh, he's the best offensive line coach ever. I mean, a guy could make anybody work. No, he can't make anybody work. And we saw it late. Just awful. I don't know who the right guard is. Cushenberry's out. And I told this yesterday to Derek and Chris. Every time Cushenberry's name comes up, I think about cereal.
Like, yeah.
Frankenberry and Booberry. I don't know why. Anyway, Cushenberry's terrible. And then Skoronski's okay. And then Dan Moore, I'm telling you, they should charge Dan Moore a ticket. He's got the best seat in the house. He does nothing and watches the action. I'd like that seat.
Yeah.
And they pay him so millions to do that. It's terrible. This football team is terrible.
I know.
And then the punter for Jacksonville. Why didn't – who got in the fight the punter for Jacksonville? It was the linebacker. I forget what it was. 44, 54?
I don't know.
I thought it was Khalil Mullins. Okay, he was threatened or whatever it was.
You know, I would have launched that punter into the river.
Logan Cook?
I would have launched – and then he faked the fall down, which I laughed.
Dude, that – well, they almost – they didn't call the second one. And here's the funny thing. So I'm listening. I'm glad you brought this up. I'm listening on the radio.
Right.
For the first one. And – yeah. Just going to let that go.
All right,
but anyway – I'm listening, and they make the call, and I obviously I'm not seeing it.
Right.
You know, Coach Mack's pissed.
Yeah.
And like that was, I mean, he's ready to fight the refs, which was great. Like that. I was with him on that. Then I get to the house and they show it, and I'm like, yeah, that was a BS call. Well, then there's the next one.
Right.
That I actually think probably should have been called. But I think the refs did a Mary Kay and knew that they screwed the first one up, so they were like, we'll let this one go.
And what was it? His feet came down clean or something like that?
Yeah,
and I was like, I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
You got a punter who's jive talking you, I'm telling you, Simmons should have picked him up and broke his back. WWE just broke his back. I mean, it's a punter talking garbage to you. And they let it happen, man. I don't know. And then this week you go to Cleveland. all the hoobaloo around Shedeur Sanders, what's going to happen up there? And now what's Cam going to – I don't know how worse it can get for this football. I really don't know how much worse it can get for this football team. The Saints is the only close to winnable game they have left on the schedule. Can you imagine if the Chiefs are fighting for a playoff spot, how Mahomes would carve up that secondary?
Oh, God.
You had guys running wide open. Wide open down the middle of the field. What happened to Lonnie Hooker? Do you sign contracts? I'm good.
What happened to the whole team? Like the whole team. 6391 says that punter is 6'5", 230. Good luck launching, dude.
It's a punter. He's a punter. He's not okay. Chuck Norris.
Okay, well, you don't
Simmons should have picked him up and done a Hulk Hogan on Andre the Giant and just slammed that dude.
By the way, Titans fans, too, not only does your team suck, but Marcus Mariota threw a beautiful touchdown pass to Treylon Burks in Sunday Night Football.
Right?
It's so crazy. So you have that, too.
Oh, man.
Like you're just sitting there watching this, and, like, for me, it's just there's no – I'm just kind of like, well, son of a –
Did I see that Austin Johnson had a sack yesterday?
Probably.
He had a huge play versus the Jags.
Byard's leading the league in interception.
Byard. I mean, come on. Why did Rand?
Thanks, Rand.
Why did Rand pick on him? Him? Oh, he's lost a step. Did he? Well, he found it.
Let me ask you this. Why did Rand get the job? Let's just, I mean, like, he was terrible.
Can you turn my microphone off? Because I can't comment on that.
Yeah, well. I mean, he was terrible. It was an absolutely terrible hire.
It was. And how much credit he got in San Francisco? Nobody can ever answer me how much credit he got in San Francisco. Oh. Nobody can ever answer me for some really good drafts.
Apparently, I think really what got him the job is Brock Purdy.
I think so as well.
I think he put a good grade on Brock Purdy, and that worked out for them, and that got him a GM job.
So who got the grade on Trey Lance?
Apparently that's on John Lynch. that was the explanation I was given was, well, the first round, that's on the GM.
Yeah.
Because the GM has time to look at that. But the seventh and undrafted round guys, like, that's what you're – analytic guys and scouts and all
that.
We
got a whole lot of people to blame here. Robinson, Amy, Rand, just on down the line. Just awful. I mean, it's the worst football team I've ever seen in that stadium. The 04 team was bad. 14 was really bad. 15, you had little hope going there because you had Mariota and LaJuan were doing some things, and even though they won two games, but still, you felt like something was – I got nothing now with them. Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nope.
What's going to be crazy is to see.
What was that? Nope.
Thanks again, Ran.
I want to see next year. Like, I'm just curious. Like, because none of us have faith in Brinker, but we have faith in Borgonzi.
Sure.
And this year's draft class, okay, I see some promise. So, based on that, next year is going to be interesting because based on what I think I know, they should be better next year.
If they, with the number one pick, if they take a lineman, I'm going to go to the airport and I'm going to block the plane. I'm not letting it leave. I'm not letting it get off. You're not drafting a lineman. You're drafting a playmaker. We let Brock Bowers go. They let Brock Bowers go. They let Brock Bowers go. And I'm sure if I look back at J.C. Latham, I'm sure there's players taken after him or Skoronski that they could have gotten. So thanks everybody for this. And now for those who went to the game, I didn't go to the game, but from those that went just said the attendance was just.
I was offered tickets. I offered people tickets. And it was like, I mean, Nick Frazier laughed at me. Said, like, how dare you text me on Sunday?
I was like, I have other plans. I wish I could, but I can't. Thanks for the
washing
offer.
Your hair. He was washing his hair. That's what he was doing.
Exactly what I was doing. This luscious Fabio hair of mine.
Your mom is a hairstylist, right?
That's correct.
Is it a hairdresser or hairstylist?
She's technically an esthetician / hairstylist, but she's a third generation.
So what do we call it?
I call her a hairstylist, yeah.
Okay, because Lord forbid you call somebody a stewardess. Then you're shoved out of a plane at 40,000 feet. So what's the correct what's the correct term for that? Is it hairstylist?
Yeah, I believe it's hairstylist, yes.
Okay.
Big Joe on the go on Twitter.
I'm just telling you,
leave
man.
Leave me out of this. Wes in Clarksville says, are y'all rooting for Vrabel tonight? Absolutely.
Heck yeah. All the way. All the way. Yes.
At this point now, I don't want them to lose another game.
I want to see Amy shoot the TV the way Elvis shot it with Robert Goulet in Vegas when he was on there. Elvis couldn't stand him. He shot the TV. If Vrabel wins a Super Bowl, that TV is going to be thrown out or shot. Something's going to happen. Hell yeah, we're rooting for Vrabel. Why not?
Bring gas.
615-737-1025. We'll have more coming next. Neil, hang on. We'll get your call. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Can you convince me this team, like, wants to be here?
We do, because I can feel the frustration in this locker room right now. I don't think that frustration exists if people don't care. I think we're all pretty pissed off right now. You know, it doesn't matter eliminated or what our record is. You want to go out there and try to win and put a good performance, and that wasn't that. And I feel a lot of frustration about that, and I come to work to try to be the best player I can. So, we care. I know I feel you guys in this room working hard and care, and yeah.
That was Peter Skoronski yesterday. Paul Kuharski asking, look, I'm chasing Big Joe here. I'm not going to question. Like I've said this over and over again. I think they care. I think they're playing hard. I just think they're really bad.
Right. And it's okay
they're just
to
not
say
a good
that.
Football team. The head coach is terrible. The roster is terrible. You got some good players that are going to be here next year and continue to develop, but there's going to be a lot that aren't. I mean, that's just the way it is. This is a bad team.
We've talked to Chris Sanders about that. For these guys, just now you just put stuff on tape, right? I mean, I know it's kind of the singular mindset of me, but go out there, be part of the team, and make plays and make happen. It's like no difference than a guy trying to hit the portal, right? Except you're in the pros. Like, oh, you know, maybe somebody with the Rams could look and say, hey, number 44, Mike Brown, you just, you know, beat the snot out of the punter. Maybe we want you on our team. So there's stuff you put on tape that agents can have and go forward. It's just sad that you're doing this, and now you're one in 11, and you're not competitive. Your quarterback, I don't know why he didn't run yesterday when he was in trouble. He took some awful sacks, threw the ball out of bounds. Is anybody not working with him? What's Nick Holtz doing over there besides nothing? His job should be.
He's giving suggestions.
His suggestions. Don't play it, man.
He's getting the Uber Eats orders. let's go to Neil. Neil wants to weigh in on Cam Ward. Neil, what's up?
What's up, Joe and Chase? How y'all doing?
Fantastic.
Okay, I'm going to say this. It's going to be a hot take. I'm done with Cam Ward, bro. He's garbage. He's trash. He can't sit in the pocket, can't make a decisive decision. He's inaccurate, and he's lucky Levis got hurt this year, because once Levis gets that shoulder situated, he's got a better line than Levis ever had, and he's got better weapons. I guarantee you, if Levis is on this team next year, he beats him out for his job. And if Borghazi and Brinker thought that guy was the next Mahomes, they need to get their butts out of the organization too, because he is not worth the number one pick. And the simple fact that they messed up and didn't sign Sam Darnold and didn't take the four picks from the Giants, you need to be fired. I'm done.
Hold on, Neil. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Why in the hell would Sam Darnold have come here?
That's all you people.
That is the dumbest argument.
Thank you for the call, Neil. Everybody's saying this team would be better with Sam Darnold. Do you realize he'd still have the same garbage around him that Cam Ward does? Does that not register? Like, he's got a good roster in Seattle. That's why he signed with Seattle.
And he's getting paid really well.
He was never coming here. Yep. Everybody that's bitching and moaning about this, that saying like, oh, they should have signed him. He's got to want to sign here.
Yeah, it's just he's got it good
in
Seattle.
It's the same group that's like, I can't believe they got rid of Derrick Henry. He wanted to leave.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, you're not winning a championship here. Let him go. Sam Darnold's not stupid. He got the same money in Seattle with a better roster. He came here last week and beat you. So the Darnold talk is just null and void.
It's a waste of time. Take off your two-tone glasses and see the truth. The team's bad.
So I was sold last week on Cam Ward. Now I don't know what I'm doing. I thought he played really well for Seattle. Things broke down yesterday. He looked terrible.
So
terrible.
With that said, we're going to do this on December 1st, and a lot's going to change. But I have pulled up right now who are projected to be free agents next year.
Oh.
And I'm going to name some names, and you two are going to tell me, one, would you think about it if you're the Titans? And two, is there a chance in hell that they would actually want to come here?
Let's go.
Because that's how free agency works. The player has a choice in that, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing. We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Mike McCoy and his band playing this. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
But are they?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll never question a coach's work ethic. I never will.
No. Again, you can work hard and just be bad at your job.
Or have a bad team.
Or have a bad team. That's just kind of how it is. Devin and Dixon says, so my burning question I have is for Joe. What would Elvis/Peyton Manning say about the Titans team? By the way, before you do that, I just want you to know that the impact you've had on me.
Oh, no.
Driving down, like, my mom was calling, like, hey, where are you at when I was driving down? And I was like, yeah, man, I'm going to Memphis right now.
You cannot not say it, right? Every time.
And then I got there, and they were like, well, how was traffic? Like, man, I hit Memphis. It's pretty good. And, you know, I thought about going to see mom and daddy down there in Tupelo.
I said, I got on I-55, man. I said, where was it going? Is it going south? I said, I'm going south. No, I said, no, man, it's down in Tupelo. I was talking to somebody yesterday at JBJ's about Silverfield going from Memphis to Arkansas. And he was like, excuse me? I was like, man, I'm going to go to Memphis, Arkansas, about a two-hour drive. He's like, who? I'm like, Memphis. He's like, oh, okay. Peyton Manning, like, man, I'm going to have him on the Manning Cast tonight with Eli, and we're going to talk about a little something about this Titans. I believe in Cam Ward's got something going on there, but I don't know. Hey, coach, and I talked to Archie about it, and he says, man, we're worried about Archie right now down to Texas. Got a big one over Texas A&M. And I was like, that's all I got to do right there and get the boys in the playoffs, try to figure something out. But Archie said, I ain't going to do something like that. So I get back over to Baylor and see Marshall. They got a game this weekend down in Chattanooga. And that his son's name, Marshall?
Yeah.
So Marshall got a game down there, and Chattanooga's going to
say, I got to do a little Manning Cash tonight with Eli.
Yeah, and then Eli's like,
I'll coach Ole Miss. Hotty toddy.
Oh, I'd love to coach Ole Miss. Where's Coach Dubin? Oh, he's in the Grove. the drone.
He's lost again. He and Colonel Reb are out.
Send the drone to the Grove. I'd be fired in a day.
Is Abner's Chicken still in Oxford? Let me know. I'd be curious.
Is it?
I don't know.
I think we've discussed this before.
It's a great place.
Somebody did.
Listen, some of the best nights I don't remember were in Oxford, Mississippi.
I'm with you on that one, man.
They were good. So free agents next year. Like, you tell me if you'd be interested, and then if you think they'd be interested.
Okay.
The top one's going to be Trey Hendrickson because his contract's up. He's going to be 31, and he's making $29 million this year.
Good Lord. He ain't coming here.
No chance.
Unless he just wants money. If you want a championship, you're not coming here. All right?
Now, this next one that I'm about to name, I guarantee you Titans fans are going to be clamoring for and say, sign him. And if they do, it's because they haven't learned their lesson. Because I'm done with old, hurt wide receivers. Mike Evans.
No
chance.
You don't need him. Nope.
Same goes for this one. Christian Kirk.
No.
Khalil Mack.
No. I think they figured him out for the moment. And plus,
he's 35.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Debo Samuel. He'll be 30.
No.
Okay, agreed. Braden Smith, a right tackle with the Colts.
Yes.
I'd consider that.
Take away from your division rival.
I'd consider that. He's pretty good.
See Jake Scott.
Travis Kelce is probably going to retire, so I would say no on him.
Correct.
He'll be almost 37. Jonah Williams, right tackle with the Arizona Cardinals. He's 28.
Absolutely.
I don't know much about him, but I'd look at him.
Okay.
All right. Joel Bitonio, going to be 30. He's a guard. Going to be close to 35 from Cleveland.
No.
Kyle Duggar, safety with the Steelers.
How old?
30. I'd look at it.
Yeah. He's no Tim Duggar, but yeah.
Not to be confused with Penn and Teller, Wyatt Teller, he's a guard, also with Cleveland, 31.
Is he kin to Jim Wyatt? If so, bring him in.
I don't know.
I'd look at him. I'd look at a guard, yeah.
Titans fans, of course, will be done with Cam Ward and say, sign Daniel Jones. He'll be this year's Sam Darnold, I'm sure, but don't do that. I would have done this one 4 years ago. Hassan Reddick, who's an edge rusher with Tampa Bay, he'll be close to 32.
No, we're good.
Need edge help. But Mark Andrews, going to be 30, tight end from Baltimore.
No.
I agree. David Njoku, tight end, Cleveland, going to be close to 30.
Is David Martin Robinson any good?
I don't know.
I mean, you got Gunner, you got Chig, you got David Martin Robinson.
Yeah.
He's got three names, though. That's a serial killer.
Jamel Dean, cornerback from Tampa Bay. He'll be 30 as well.
Sure.
I'd look at it.
Hell yeah.
I'd look at that.
They need cornerbacks.
Joey Bosa, edge rusher. He'll be 31, Buffalo. Probably not.
I don't know.
Cam Robinson, left tackle. He'll be close to 30. The whole offensive line for Cleveland's up. He'll be close to 31.
It depends on how much you got left to pay Dan Moore.
Yeah, I think you're stuck there.
Yeah.
Jalen Thompson, he's a safety. He'll be close to 28, Arizona.
Sure.
All right, I'd look at that. David Onyemata, defensive lineman. He'll be close to 34, Atlanta.
Say his name again, Onyemata?
No, you get it one more.
All right.
Rob Havenstein, he's a right tackle, will be 34 from the Rams.
Nope, we're good.
Malcolm Kuntz, edge rusher, close to 28 from the Vegas Raiders.
Maybe. I mean, edge rusher's under 30, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you need, like, they got DJ Reader on here, plus I don't think he leaves Detroit. Two wide receivers, Alan Lazard, Jacoby Myers. I say –
Jacoby Myers is okay.
I would look at Myers maybe, but probably not.
probably not. I'd look at him, no.
Nope. Let's see. These guys are too old. Dyami Brown, who's a wide receiver from Jacksonville. I have no idea who that is.
Probably not.
Thank you. Tutu Atwell from the Rams.
Only if he wears a tutu. Then yes.
He's 27.
Okay, what's he playing?
Can he play?
That's a great question. Dallas Goedert from Philadelphia.
Tight end?
Yep.
Yeah,
if he becomes available,
sure.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
By the way, I officially feel old. Taysom Hill is one of them. He's going to be close to 36. That dude's been in the league 10 years. Almost 10 years.
Over that, wouldn't it be? 36?
Almost 10.
What, he
came out late, I think.
Like 25? 24?
Yeah, something like that.
Holy cow.
Kevin Zeitler. Don't bring him back. Bobby Wagner, no.
Nope.
Levante David, no. Yatura Gross-Matos. I'd look at him.
I've never heard of this guy.
He's
making names up.
He's with San Francisco. He's going to be close to 28.
Are you doing South American dictators? Because I can't. Where's he now? Where's that guy play?
San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
I believe he was from Penn State. He was the guy coming off his rookie deal, right, Chase?
Yeah.
Yatura Gross-Matos.
Yeah.
Yatura Gross-Matos.
Edge rushers, baby.
Draymond Jones, they traded him. That'd be interesting to bring him back. Andre Sisco is a safety, going to be close to 26 with the Jets.
Now, you brought up a point earlier about a former quarterback. Will he be a free agent that used to be here?
He will be. I'm going to tell you right now, for the previous caller that was talking about Will Levis is not going to be on this roster because they are going to get in front of what that caller was saying. They want no doubt about it that Cam Ward's going to be the guy.
Right.
But what would be hilarious and the most Titans thing ever, and I would love to watch certain Titans fans lose their ever-loving mind if they did this, is bring back Marcus Mariota as the backup.
All day long.
He's done a good job with Washington. I'll give him credit. Like, he's hung in there. They're not a good team, but
3-9, right?
Yeah, I mean, he
He's come back and redeem himself for the worst performance I've ever seen for a professional quarterback in a football game.
Kyle Pitts is scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent. I'd look at it. I mean, he's been underutilized in Atlanta. I thought that dude was going to have a hell of a career.
Right, yeah.
Tyler Higbee is another one, but he's 33.
Higbee's 33?
Yep.
Good loud.
Yep. Kenneth Murray.
Bring him back.
That'd be great. John Franklin Myers.
Three names. Pass.
Connor McGovern, who's a center.
Where is he?
Buffalo. I'd look at that because Christian Berry and
maybe get out of freaking Berry's deal because that thing's terrible. I'd rather have the cereal than him blocking.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Eric, what's up, my friend?
Hey, guys. First of all, I just want to tell you, I was at the game yesterday. I tell you what, I left after the third quarter. I've been a season ticket holder for 25 years. It was pretty bad. Guys, I tell you what, guys. Really, the only excitement I thought at the game where it got the most cheers and reaction and applause was the wiener dog race at halftime. Maybe we should have had Homer in the backfield, but wiener dog that won there would help us. Guys, I tell you what, it was just so frustrating to see what they did on the first drive to get what they got, 70 yards, and then after that I heard the next three drive got minus 4 yards. Even when we fell behind 15-3, I really thought we should have tried to at least attempt it to keep the running game. We were still in it. And the fact that we pretty much totally went away from that, it's got to be the play calling or something like that. And one of the wild things, guys, I heard on the postgame show, actually, one of the callers did call in and said, we ought to fire Mike McCoy, the coach. You know, you're not going to do that. But I heard that. It just was just really bad. And all these people are calling in saying Cam's a bust. And I've heard this stuff like, you know, when we get the first-round draft pick, you know, trade him or whatever, and then draft Mendoza. Guys, it doesn't matter who the quarterback was going to be here. Even if you got Sam Darnold, I don't care if you Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Shedeur Sanders, which we play next week, everybody's like, well, we should have drafted Shedeur. It doesn't matter. Even Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't matter who was back here. We don't have the weapons to do anything for Cam. And while I do have my issues with him, it's not all him. It's the whole team around him, the staff. It's just I don't know anybody could realistically succeed with this team. So getting rid of the quarterback, that's one of the – I think he's one of the least problems we've had. There are so many other issues, guys. Those are my thoughts. Y'all take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
See you, Biggie.
Appreciate it. Trey, what's up, Trey?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Good. Hey, for a week, so y'all been telling me, you know what I'm saying, stay in there. Trey, Cam Ward, yes, Trey – Cam Ward gonna be all right, and I was just like, okay, I slept on it, you know, I gave it a good go, but it's bad, man. It's terrible. I don't even understand, you know, like what the whole concept of what they're doing out there, and then getting out there and wanting to fight because you're bad. Everybody knows you're bad, and I know that, you know, it's not gonna get any better, you know, for the rest of the year. But, you know, I was optimistic. I'm still a little bit optimistic, but it's not going to be, you know, where I'm like, oh, Cam Ward, this, Cam Ward, that. He's bad. The team's bad. The organization is bad. Amy's bad. Everything's bad over there. If anybody takes that Titans job, you got to realize that you come into a firestorm. It's not going to get better overnight, and you're probably going to lose 10 games coming out of the gate. And I don't know if anybody will want that kind of job. And for somebody to say, oh, I got season tickets for the Titans, what is that worth?
Yeah.
They ain't won in about 4 years. So y'all have a good day. I love y'all.
Thank you, Trey. Appreciate it, buddy.
Well, there's a lot to unpack with that call right there. My goodness.
There is. Well, we'll unpack it. Have more coming. John McClain will join us at 2 o'clock. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Mariota to the back. Oh, he caught it! Burks! Unbelievable touchdown!
That Burks was so hungry for action, and that is a classic one-handed one fingertip over the edge of the ball to stop that thing. Hold off the defense. Stop it. That's insane.
Oh, man, that was Sunday Night Football. Marcus Mariota to Treylon Burks.
What was your immediate reaction? I just started laughing.
I laughed.
Right?
Yep. I thought it was funny.
It was funny because we all called that when he was let go and Commanders picked up. Like, you know what's going to happen? He's going to score a touchdown and everything else. But look, he was injured here, couldn't stay on the field. He get on the field, get injured, off the field. I mean, it was time. I mean, just he was never. I mean, it was sad. I mean, he was never going to live up to being replacing AJ Brown. There was just a lot of things that weren't going to work for him. I mean, that's the way it was. And then he goes to Washington and probably become an old pro.
You have pulled up the Homer Simpson, the dealing
five stages of dealing with death,
which right. applies to so many things.
Right yeah. Now. Five stages of dealing with a bad football team. The first one is denial, right? First yep. one's denial. Titans aren't that bad. They got it. Then it's anger. Why did you drop that pass? Why can't you block J.C. Latham? Why are you sitting on your ass? Fear. Then be like, who's next? Who are we playing next? What's next opponent? We're going to lose? Then bargaining with this. Yeah, well, you know, maybe we'll be good if we do this and do that. And then finally, the fifth stage of dealing with a terrible football team is acceptance. Well, they're pretty damn bad. And then you accept all that goes on with that. And that's what we got there. Because I don't see it getting better anytime, man. Right? You got to go to Cleveland this week. Then you got to go to San Francisco. How bad's that going to be? Then the Chiefs come here and you got, if they're fighting for a playoff berth, Mahomes going to throw for 1,000 yards that day. Then you got the Saints. Okay. How many people at the Saints game on December the 28th? You might have two teams sitting there at 1-14.
It will literally be like somebody will offer you Titans tickets and then you'll look at them and go, do you hate me? Like, did I do something to piss you off?
I don't know. And Amy's at the game. She was there. They showed her on TV one time and somebody was showing her something on the phone. Hopefully it's a meme from one of us.
Like, no, it's her. It's her Titans media hit list.
Who's next? We got on that list there.
Kuharsky, Dubin, McCabe.
So they've only got two more home games, right? To be the Chiefs, the Saints, because the last game's at Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Wow. Get this thing over with.
Is that right? Two more?
Because they're 1-11, so that's, yeah. there's five games.
Yeah.
Browns, Niners, Chiefs, Saints, and the Jaguars.
Oh, I forgot they had to go out to San Francisco.
Right. By the way, I saw Jacksonville's team plane. It's an Atlas plane, name of it. They fly up here in a 747. It's gigantic. And that's what she said. And just, it's just this huge plane, man. I mean, they probably made it from Jacksonville in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
One of my favorite moments of the Titans game.
Oh, I know what you're about to tell.
I was sitting there with one of the on-field game operator guys, like 11:28. I'll never forget the time, right in there. And he's like, yeah, planes just took off for the flyover. I'm like, oh, that's cool. From Smyrna, 11. He's like, no, Pensacola. I'm like, what? He said, yeah, they fly from Pensacola. It took him like 25 minutes to get from Pensacola here.
And then turn around and go back.
Straight back. Can you imagine flying that fast?
No, they hit the afterburners. I mean,
and gone, man.
So you make it from Pensacola to Atlanta probably in like, what, 5 minutes?
Right? I mean, I was like, you got to be kidding me. And sure enough, like 11:57, they fly through right when the anthem's going on. I was like, God bless America. So where's Lee Greenwood? And call him. Get him on the
Let's go to Jack, who wants to weigh in. Jack, what's up?
So I'm watching Mariota and Burks last night, and it dawned on me between the Thanksgiving games and this weekend, all the Titans players that are still out there doing it.
Okay.
Kevin Byard is leading the lead and leading the league in takeaways from Chicago. Derrick Henry rushed for over 100 yards the other night. And you keep looking around and you keep finding these guys that they had to get rid of that keep right on trucking. Not to mention, Vrabel will probably keep the train going tonight if they beat the Giants.
Hey, Jack, quick question. Where are you turning into?
Right, I'm in East Nashville right now, and you talk about those flyovers. I live in East Nashville, and they used to line up and go right over my house every time they'd have any kind of jets come by. I had 4 A-10s just about take the top of my trees off one Sunday.
Do you go out in the backyard and yell at them?
No, but just about the – I'll be watching the CBS feed, and just about the time, it's about 5 till, I go outside, stand there for a minute, and sure enough, you can hear something coming.
You got a nice backyard. Can we do a remote in your backyard and when it's nice outside?
Anytime. Let me know when.
We're not kidding. We'll come into your house.
I'll cook.
Oh, good. Rand, the same way Rand cooked?
No. I cook. No.
Jackass.
Nobody would fire me for my cooking.
All right. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it. Adam in Portland. Adam, what's up?
Man, I tried to say hey to you guys the other day, but you had security.
Yeah, and we waved at you. Like, I didn't realize that was you. I would have walked out there, so my bad.
No, dude. No, well, and Joe was busy, so. No, it's all good, man. Joe, I appreciate your messaging, by the way. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that text you that, but you send good vibes, man, on the non-sports-related stuff you do. We really appreciate it.
Wow, thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Dude, so as far as the team go, when you're talking about acceptance being the last thing, I accept that we are bad, right? Like,
right.
I'm way past that point. The problem is that there's nothing to look forward to, because even if you try to look forward to the top pick, I don't believe in Brinker, and I don't believe he's going to leave his hands out of picking or trading or doing anything and not mess it up. So that's where the true depression comes in, because I'm like, yeah, Cam doesn't have help, and honestly, Cam doesn't look very good either. All 53 of them look bad, man. Like, there's nobody standing out as a hustler, somebody who wants to play. And I said the Jaguars punter, I think, may be tougher than all of our players, which is really crazy from a 26-year Titans fan. So that's my problem, is that Brinker does not inspire me, even if we do get the top pick.
Well said, man.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Adam, as always. We'll have more with John McClain coming up in just a few minutes here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.